Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Here's Pete McMurray on 720 WGN.
I like that. The pride of Bradley University. Thank you, Andy Mazur, who I graduated with back in the day. You guys can't see it, but two rooms away, I can see through the glass. Andy is giving me a standing ovation. Come on in and say hi. We got a fun guest that's coming up right away. We have probably the best show we've ever put together tonight. Seriously. I'm telling you right now, this is the very best show I have ever put together. You're going to be pleasantly surprised tonight. Let me tell you what we have, first of all. At 10:35, we have Billy Bush. Billy, of course, that infamous video with Donald Trump. He has never done a radio interview since he was let go from the Today Show. And he joins us at 10:35. Andy Mazur. Thursday night, are you on mic 5 or 4?
I'm already here. I'm okay. Right here.
Al Michaels doing the game on Thursday. He joins us at 11:05 tonight.
That's a great get.
How about that?
Good Al Michaels. I mean, of course, those of us that are old enough to remember the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team, he covered all that.
I can't wait to ask him about that.
He believes in miracles, yes.
Of course. What a great line. You think of iconic lines in sports, it's got to be in the top three, if not number one.
And I'm sure if you ask him about it, it probably just came to him. Because those that script those things out are bound to mess them up in the moment.
I'm going to ask him just that.
Yeah, see if he scripted it. I don't think he did.
Definitely so. And our first guest, I am so excited to talk to this guy. What happened today at Soldier Field, do you know?
Oh, a lot happened today at Soldier Field.
Walter Payton and Papa Bear Hallis had statues unveiled today at Soldier Field. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, there was a special on WGN-TV called Savoring Sweetness, The Life and Times of Walter Payton, hosted by Jarrett Payton, and he joins us now. Buddy, congratulations. I talked to you last week, and I wish I would have recorded that phone call because you've never been so excited about a day, and you just went through it. How was it today?
Oh, well, first of all, thanks for having me. I don't know. I still haven't. I guess after I talked to you, and I'll probably sit back and relax a little bit and kind of take in the day because I didn't know what to expect. I mean, I was everything that I was expecting. It was probably that and more for my family today to see the statue of my dad up and everything that we've gone through as a family over the last 20 years since he's been gone and all kind of just like coming together for this moment. It was kind of unbelievable. I just still am trying to wrap my head around it, but to see his face and to see him and to know I can walk by him every single Sunday that I'm there for a home game, I mean, it's just, I feel like there's going to be some nights where I need to talk to him, and I'm literally going to just drive downtown from the suburbs just to sit out there and talk with him because he looks so real. It looks like him. So just for me, it's an honor for our family today, and just still on cloud nine right now.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's just awesome. Andy, say hello to Jarrett Payton.
JP, long time no talk here.
Man, that's my guy, Mazur. What's going on, baby?
Hey, you know, I saw all the videos on Twitter. I saw all the pictures on Twitter. But the one that really stood out to me was the picture of your two kids sitting on the statue, mm-hmm. and all you captioned it with was hanging out with Papa.
Yeah, man. I mean, I keep getting chills, man. All day it's like that. And when I'm passionate about something, and I truly love something, I get these chills all the time. It's something that I talk about even when, you know, I'm doing a speech and talking to, you know, a business. I tell them all the time, like, yo, when I'm passionate about something, I just feel it. And I felt it today to be able to see my kids look at there and go, man, this is Papa right here. Like, look at Papa. It's Papa. Like, he looks amazing. And then my daughter, just, you want to talk about just tears rolling down my eyes? At the end, when we're all about to leave. We took the final pictures. I'm about to head to work, and I see my family walking away, and my daughter turns and sprints back over to the statue and kisses it. Kisses the base and then just says, "Bye, Papa," and just took off running. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, jeez, man.
That right there, that got me. And to hear my son today, too, just wishing that, like, him and my dad are just alike, man. They're just alike. They got the same work ethic. They got everything. Like, it's funny, hanging out with my son is like hanging out with my dad. That's what's so cool about it. We argue all the time. We work out together. We do all this stuff. We like listening to music. It's like hanging out with my pops. And to hear him today just say, you know, I wish I could just see Grandpa. Like, I know that's him right there, but I just want to see him in real life. And, oh, man, it's been a roller coaster of emotions all day today.
Well, I'm sure. You know, the most difficult interviews that I do are the ones where I'm emotionally involved. Tomorrow night, you have a special on WGN-TV, Savory and Sweetness. It's all about your dad, about Walter Payton. How did you take the emotion out of it, or did you just leave it in and just see what happens?
Oh, Pete, I've learned so much about myself. I've learned a lot about, you know, my dad and just about myself as a parent, as a husband, as a father. And it's crazy. I kind of left it all in, and it was hard to separate the two, but I think that's where we got some of the best stuff. And just hearing the conversations, my producer, Rick and I, we just kind of split it up. We split it up in the best way possible of like who we were going to interview. Like, he interviewed my mom and my sister. I knew if I interviewed them, they would be talking to me, you know what I mean? And then I did some of most of the athletes, and we just kind of like split it up. And then sometimes we were doing it as a tandem and really just like asking questions back and forth. And I think it just came out perfect. And there's not another special like this that you've seen on my dad where it's me telling the story. It's one of us telling the story from our family. And to hear the relationship that he had with his old teammates, the relationship with my mom and my sister, and how, you know, how when he got sick and how it all happened. And it's a roller coaster ride of emotions even through that whole process. So I'm waiting for tomorrow. Hopefully all the tears will be gone by then, and then we can go into Thursday where the Bears beat the Packers, and I'll be okay with that.
Oh, man.
You know, JP, I mentioned this to you the other morning when we were chatting Labor Day, and it's got to be such a thrill for you to realize how much respect guys like Dan Hampton and Jim McMahon and even Barry Sanders, who's willing to talk to you about your dad. And it's not a hard deal to go out there and ask him and say, hey, will you talk to me a little bit about Walter Payton?
No, I was saying this today. It's so crazy about the Barry Sanders, and, you know, people wanted to hear from him and just kind of that he was so close to breaking my dad's record. And I asked him if he could do an interview. He was flying into town to do a card show, and so I thought he was already in town. So when I get to the hotel where we have the room set up to be able to do the interview, I look at the assistant. She goes, "He's not here yet. He's getting off the plane at O'Hare." And I'm like, okay. And next thing you know, he drives from O'Hare, gets there, bags in his hand, didn't even go to his room, bags in his hand, comes in. He's like, "Yo, man, you ready to do the interview?" I'm like, "Let's go, man." And just to see the respect from these guys and for them to have seen me when I was younger to now me be in the business and get a chance to interview them and talk to them, and how each one of the guys that I interview really truly has looked out for me since I was a little kid. These are like all my uncles that played football or people that are with my dad, or just, you know, like Barry Sanders, they all looked out for me. So I'm just very, very grateful that I have a bunch of uncles that are always there if I ever need them.
Well, there's a certain respect with that fraternity of running backs. You got Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders, you know, Walter Payton. It's that small group. Tony Dorsett can be in there. You don't see that type of player anymore because back in the day, how many years did your father play? I know he played, what, 9 or 10 13. Years? 12 13. Years? 13 years 13. For the Bears. Okay, 13 years. That doesn't happen anymore where you see a running back, a peak athlete, still playing at 13 years.
No, it doesn't. And to learn the stories about how, you know, my dad played through everything. He played through pain, he played through injury, and it was all because of the fans in Chicago. He never wanted for them to miss an opportunity to be able to see him play, and he knew people were spending their hard-earned money to be able to come watch him, and he knew that he was one of the main attractions, and he didn't want someone that was coming to the game to miss out on an opportunity to see him play. And I respect that. I respect that because that's how I am on every single day that I wake up now. I wasn't like that as a kid, but I'll tell you, I mean, I know this for a fact. I'm working right now. You guys know I pride myself on hard work, and most of the time I got that from my dad. I wish I was like that younger because maybe my football career would have went a little bit differently, but you know what? I got it after football, and now I can say, man, I'm going to outwork anybody, and I got that from my dad, and his attitude, never die easy. That's it's tattooed on my body, and it's also tattooed in my heart forever.
You know, there's no finer illustration, I think, of the point you're trying to make there about the fact that the game that he broke, the single game rushing record, he had the flu, and he still was able to run like he did.
Yeah, that's why I try to tell people all the time, anything's possible. Like, don't tell me you can't, but the biggest thing is about showing up and being there for your opportunity and being present. And my dad was present for that opportunity. He could have stayed home. He had 103-degree temperature, had the flu, didn't feel well, was wrapped up in towels before the game, and he went out and had his best game on his worst day. So jeez. I know there's days that people are going to wake up and not feel good and be like, I don't want to go today, but you might miss out on your opportunity if you don't get up. And I know there's certain times where you got to sit at home, but some days you're going to have to fight it out and figure out because you might miss out on your opportunity to be great. And that's one of the biggest lessons that I learned from my dad.
We're talking about Jared Payton. Did you know at the time growing up how great a player your dad was for the Bears?
No.
Because kids don't pay attention. Kids do not pay attention to their fathers, do they?
No, only reason why, because I was a soccer player, and I really killed myself football.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had no clue. I didn't even know the game. When I started playing my junior year in high school, I didn't even know the rules of football, honestly. I was just out there being an athlete and, like, running around. But now that I'm 38, now that I cover the Bears, now that I study the game of football, that's why you can't tell me that there's a better football player out there. You can't tell me that. I watch film more than most people watch film. I've never seen anybody on the football field that was able to do the things that my dad was able to do, play quarterback, kick. I mean, he was – you might look at Tom Brady and say he's the best quarterback, or you might look at all – but if you're talking about the best football player, pound for pound, that can do everything, if not just by position, there you cannot tell me any different that he is not the best. I will not listen to you. You can make an argument.
We all agree. Everybody listening agrees. Everybody in Chicago agrees.
No. Everybody in Chicago agrees, but people outside of Chicago, they got these ideas. Pound for pound, you show me someone that could do it all. You might have to go back to like Rhett Grange or something like that, like back in the day to find someone. But the way that he prepared for the game, the way that he was a trendsetter, and man, my respect level for him is through the roof, man. And today he was missed, but we're very thankful because it was raining early this morning. I woke up and I said, Dad, what are you doing up there? I know you're trying to, it was storming. I heard the thunder. I'm like, I know that's you, but I need you to clear it up. And by the time we took pictures today with our family, the sun came out, and I knew that it was him. And I knew he was shining down on us, and he was super proud of everything that he's done. And now his statue is going to be in front of Soldier Field forever.
Forever.
We're so happy. You can't. Thank you to the McCaskies, also to the city of Chicago, the mayor's office, everybody that helped with this process. And people were mad that it took so long, but guess what? It's the perfect time.
It is.
Centennial year for the Bears and the NFL, 20 years since his passing, 34 years since the Bears won the last Super Bowl. Things are being put in the right places for a reason, and
right.
That's why we're so thankful.
Definitely so.
It's just amazing. I mean, it's amazing to me. Now, I know you've gotten to watch a lot of your dad in person, and I know you get watch a lot of your dad on tape. Do you have a favorite run of his? Because I know I have one in my memory bank that I don't even think it was a touchdown. It was one of the most amazing runs I've ever seen.
Oh, the Kansas City.
That was
the Chiefs. Everybody.
I mean, it was unbelievable. Just the amount of pounding that body took, and yet he still would not go down.
Oh, man. He was a fighter, man. I mean, every sense from the day he put on the football pads to the day the days he was fighting for his life against cancer, and like he just fought, and that's what I saw in him. He never, ever, ever stopped fighting, and it's just that's the way he attacked everything. And I'm just thankful I got a chance to see it. 19 years of my life of being around it to see what greatness is, and greatness is not just scoring touchdowns and being all-time leading rusher and being famous. Money is not the motivator for me. And people don't understand that. People always are like, oh, I get it that money is essential to us living and paying our bills. But for me, the thing that I struggle with, that I deal with on a daily basis, is I want to be remembered. Like, that's what I want. I want to be remembered like he's remembered. I want people to come up to my kids, like people come up to me and say, man, your dad impacted my life. I met him here. He gave me time. And so that's why I never want to miss out on an opportunity to be able to impact someone's life. And that's where it all comes from. Like, that's my motivation in life.
That is awesome. And did you ever run up the hill with your dad?
I would have fell backwards, man. He wouldn't have let me out there. You know why? Because it was so steep and I was so young. I never got a chance to. But it's funny now because my son, Andy knows this. My son is an athlete, man. He's 7 years old and he's just a beast. And what he wants to do is he wants to train. And I told him, I'm not going to tell you you got to do anything. But if you come and ask me you want to train, I'm going to train with you. And he comes to me every single weekend, wants to train when he's not playing. And we decided we have a little hill in our backyard, and we run it all the time. And it's a part of our ritual, and it's a part of us as a family. And
sure.
I told him, you want to get better? Do what Grandpa did. Follow his lead. Right. See what he did. Study him. And there's no reason why you can't be great in anything that you do. As long as you put your mind to it, your heart into it, you're dedicated. And you've got to have to sacrifice something to be great. And if you do that, anything's possible.
I feel like the three of us should run hills sometime.
I'll do the play-by-play. You guys can run the hill.
I tried to get Andy to run with me, man.
Every day he tries to get me, yes.
Come on, Mazur.
Come on, man.
I would do it one time with you just to show you that I'm in a little shape.
Well, I've seen you do push-ups, man. I know you're in shape.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. I got you.
Yeah, the only shape I'm in right now is round.
Round, yes. Savoring Sweetness, The Life and Times of Walter Payton, hosted by Jared Payton, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock on WGN-TV, and it'll be a rerun on CLTV the following day. But, Jared, you're a great soul, man. I'm glad we're friends, and I couldn't have been happier for you and your family today. And listen to this. I told Hamp that you were going to be on, and we're going to have Hamp on a little bit later. He's staying up just to talk about speaking today, the unveiling of the statue, and he's going to talk about your dad on the radio. He's going to stay up and do that tonight, which I thought was fantastic.
I got chills, man. Hamp, if you need anybody to hype you up, man, people probably aren't going to be able to go to sleep tonight because he was amazing today and everything that he said. He is a stand-up guy. He's one of those guys that really, truly has looked out for me over the years, and so I'm just very, very thankful. He's one of the best.
You're the best, buddy. Have a great night, and we'll talk soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
See you, JP.
That is Jared Payton.
He's awesome.
I can't wait to watch that special tomorrow night.
I can't
just
either.
To watch the footage and, you know, talk about a great attitude. He is a great follow on Twitter because I feel like he's pumping me up personally when he puts the motivational messages up there.
His son, by the way, switch hitter.
Is he really?
And he's got game.
Really?
In everything he does. Soccer, baseball. I see him shooting hoops in their driveway.
He's an all-around athlete.
The kid's got it, yeah.
We can go to Jared's house, run up the hill. Can you do it once?
I'll do it once.
Thanks for sticking around, man. I knew you guys were friends.
That was great. No, I love JP,
I'm glad. We have Hamp. Hamp's going to stay up. I can't believe it. He's going to stay up. Well, I think we have him on at 11:30.
Okay. I know you're late for the news. I've got so much to tell you about Hamp, but I don't want to make David Jennings wait any longer.
Maybe we could do a show sometime together. Andy Mazur, everybody. Coming up, Pure Prairie League is going to be stopping by, and we'll talk to Billy Bush at 10:35.